大家好，我哋中文堂嘅会友。
It is wonderful for me to be in worship with you this morning.
好开心能够今日同大家一齐喺度敬拜。
And I thank Reverend Chow for the invitation to preach while he is resting.
我哋亦都好多谢周牧师系叫我替代佢，因为周牧师系需要有一个休息。
Let us pray first.
我哋请一齐低头祷告。
To Father God, may the words speak through you in this sermon.
我哋上帝啊，愿你自己嘅话语藉住今日嘅讲道对我哋说话。
May your will for our lives be revealed in the scriptures.
愿你自己嘅藉住今日嘅经文，你叫我哋嘅生命能够得到。
And may our reflections on your holy words be acceptable in your sight, for you are our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen.
叫我哋亦都系藉住你对我哋嘅显示，叫我哋能够。反思你说话对我们的每一个人的意思，我们多谢你，因为你是我们的创造主，是我们的救赎主，也都是我们的保持我们 的主。
So growing up, I was always short.
在我成长的时候，我一直都是很矮小的。
I'm only 5'1" now, and it's no secret, I've been short my whole life.
我而家只係有五尺一寸，而依一個都唔係一啲嘅咩秘密，就係我一路嚟都係好矮細嘅。
Even now I'm standing on an extra box。
所以今日咧，我而家就企咗喺一個嘅台上邊嘅。
And most of school years, I was always the shortest person in my class。
喺我讀書嘅時候，我喺我全班嚟講都係最矮細嘅。
And my sister is taller, my cousins are taller, everyone in the family is taller than me.
喺我屋企嘅我嘅妹妹、我嘅表兄弟姊妹都比我高嘅。
So I always remember as a child loving the story of Zacchaeus and Jesus.
所以喺我細個嘅時候咧，我都好中意聖經一個嘅撒該嘅一個故仔。
My Sunday school teacher taught me about the little man Zacchaeus in the Bible.
在我的主學老師呢就教導我一個的矮小的人撒該。
And he wanted to meet Jesus so badly that he climbed up a tree to see him.
因為他是很想去遇見耶穌，看見耶穌，所以他就爬上一棵樹。
We even learned a poem about Zacchaeus.
而且呢我也都聽過一首詩是關於一個撒該的。
Zacchaeus was a wee little man was he.
撒該是一個矮小的人，一個矮小的人就是他了。
He climbed up a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see.
他爬上一個棵桑樹，因為他是想見到耶穌。
And when the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree.
當救主是經過那個地方的時候，他就望上棵樹那裡。
And said, Zacchaeus, you come on down, for I am going to your house today.
就對佢講啦，撒該，你落嚟，我今晚要去到你嘅屋企嗰度。
Zacchaeus was a wee little man, but a happy man was he.
撒該係一個矮細嘅人，但係佢亦都係一個好開心嘅人。
For he had seen that Lord today, and a happy man was he.
因為佢見到耶穌啦，所以佢係一個好開心嘅人。
So as a child, I thought, how wonderful, here is a story about a short little man, and how happy he is when he sees the Lord.
在我小的时候，我已经很喜欢听这个故事，因为这个是讲到关于一个矮小的撒该，他是一个很开心的人，因为他遇见到耶稣了。
And even as I grow older, I still study this story of Zacchaeus and Jesus.
就算在我一路成长的时候，我到今天都在这里在度學習依一個嘅故事。
And I learned many things, and I want to share these things with you today.
所以我學到好多嘅嘢關於一個故事嘅，咁我所以今日想同大家去分享。
So first, I learned that we all have a first time when we learn about Jesus.
第一樣咧，我就認識到原來我哋係每個人都有第一次去認識耶穌嘅時候嘅。
And then second, there is importance when we seek out Jesus in our lives.
第二樣咧就講到就好重要一點咧，就喺我哋嘅生命上去尋找耶穌。
And then third, we need to respond to Jesus when we receive His love.
第三個咧就係講到我哋點樣嘅去回應上帝俾我哋嘅愛。
And then fourth, we must respond like Jesus and minister to the lost.
第四個咧就係講到我哋點樣嘅去。回應是好像耶穌那樣的去向這些失上的人去服侍。
So let us look at the first three verses of this morning's passage.
所以请我们一起去看头那三节的经文。
Jesus has entered Jericho and is passing through it.
耶稣进了耶利哥正经过的时候。
And there was Zacchaeus, the rich tax collector.
有一个人名叫撒该，是税吏长，是个财主。
And Zacchaeus was trying to see Jesus, but he could not see through the crowd because he was short.
他要看耶稣是怎样的人，只因为人多，他的身体又矮，所以看不见。
We know Zacchaeus was the job, the tax collector of Jericho.
撒该是在耶利哥里面一个的税吏。
He was wealthy and he had a lot of power in the city.
他是很有钱而且拥有很多的权力。
But he was not trusted because his job was to collect money from the poor people.
但是人不信任他的，因为他呢是在贫穷的人身上去榨取钱的。
And then he would give the money to the Roman leaders.
又将嗰啲钱咧就系俾一啲罗马嘅领袖。
Zacchaeus was not religious. He did not attend worship, and he did not pray with his neighbors.
呢个撒该咧系冇信仰嘅，佢又唔同其余嘅人一齐去参加敬拜。
He probably spent all day collecting money from the people, and he even stole and kept money for himself.
他可能他成日就是周围去向那些人来去拿钱，但亦都是将其中一些的钱据为己有。
But Zacchaeus, he heard about Jesus entering his town.
但这个撒该呢，他又听到知道耶稣是会入到去个 城市那里。
Maybe he heard about Jesus from the neighbor who talked about Jesus.
可能他是听到他的左邻右里去讲到关于耶稣。
This man who went from city to city, Jesus was a great teacher and a great preacher.
他就听到一个耶稣呢，就是从一个城去另外一个城，然后呢，就是一个很好的一个的传道者。
And Jesus was this wonderful man who had performed miracles as well.
他又听到呢，这个耶稣呢，是一个很好的人，他是施行很多的神迹。
So of course, Zacchaeus would want to meet Jesus.
所以撒该就很想去认识一个耶稣了。
But remember, Zacchaeus was short, like me.
但记得咧，这个撒该就好似我咁矮嘅。
And he was not well liked by his neighbors and people.
他嘅左邻右里嘅人都唔系好欢迎佢嘅。
So he could not just go through the crowd and ask people to make room for him.
所以佢唔可以喺人群当中去请人让路俾佢去到前边。
So Zacchaeus, we know, climbs a tree instead.
所以佢就爬上棵树度啦。
So now I ask you this next slide, this special question about when you first learned about Jesus.
所以我哋就睇下一个嘅slides 啊，就睇下我哋点样去反思我哋。
So we know that Zacchaeus himself was not a believer, yet he learned about Jesus from his neighbors.
我哋知道咧，撒该咧唔系一个嘅信徒，但系佢从佢嘅左邻右里当中，佢听到耶稣。
Think about when you first learned about Jesus. Were you a child, a youth, or even an adult?
所以我哋又谂翻下，我哋可能喺我哋细细个嘅时候，喺年轻嘅时候，或者长大咗之后，成为成人之后，我哋都可能喺边一个时段去第一次嘅去听到耶稣咧
？Did a parent or a friend or a teacher tell you about Jesus?
是不是一个的朋友或者一个老师你的家人跟你讲到关于耶稣呢
It is so important to know when you first learned about Jesus and truly accepted him in your heart.
就很重要的呢我们要知道我们几时开始去认识耶稣同埋我们几时真正的去接受耶稣在我们的心里面。
So I was very young when I first started to learn about Jesus.
所以当我是很小的时候呢我就已经开始听到耶稣了。
But it wasn't until I was 14 years old that I accepted Christ in my life.
但直至到我是14岁的时候，我先真正的接受耶稣是在我的心里面。
When I was 14, I was struggling with depression.
在我14岁的时候，我是曾经是情绪十分之低落。
I grew up in Long Beach and I loved my home. I loved my friends at school. I got good grades. I had a very happy life.
是我住在 Long Beach 那里长堤那里的。咁嘅，我係有好好嘅朋友，我好喜愛我嘅家人，好中意我屋企。咁我喺學校咧，又成日都讀得好好嘅，有 A 嘅。
And when I was 14, though, my parents moved to a new city, and suddenly a new home, no more friends, and school was very hard.
但到十四岁嘅时候，我屋企咧就搬咗去另外一个城市，喺嗰度我发觉个周围嘅嘢都好陌生，我嘅学校我嘅朋友变咗冇朋友，又发觉好似学校啲功课系好难嘅。
And I fell into a depression. I was very sad, very lonely, and even thought about ending my life.
当时我系情绪十分之低落，好忧郁。因為我覺得好傷心、好孤單，甚至有想過係了結一生。
And then at that time, a friend, a dear friend from elementary school who I grew up with, he died suddenly in an accident.
但係喺嗰個時候咧，我有一個嘅從小學已經認識嘅一個朋友咧，佢突然間喺一個意外當中係過身。
So my parents, they let me attend his funeral service at his church.
我的父母呢就让我去参加一个朋友的丧礼。
And I remember crying and crying and crying during the service.
我记得呢，在一个的丧礼的时候呢，我就不断在那里哭。
But I was selfish. I was not crying for my friend. I was crying for myself.
但当时我是很自私的，我不是为了我的朋友来哭，我是为我自己去哭。
I was crying because I missed my friend, my old school, my old home.
我喺度喊係因為我好唔捨得我嘅舊時嗰間嘅學校，我唔捨得我啲朋友，我唔捨得我以前嗰間屋。
I knew I was being selfish, but I continued to cry only for myself.
我知道當時我係好自私嘅，我因為我只係不斷嘅為自己依啲嘅失落嚟去喊。
And suddenly during the funeral service, while I was crying, I felt a hand on my shoulder.
但突然間喺一個嘅喪禮嘅期間。我一路喊緊嘅時候，我感覺到有隻手係搭喺我嘅膊頭嗰度。
And I heard a voice saying to me, Eva, everything is going to be okay.
我又聽到一個聲音話俾我聽 ，Eva， 你嘅生命會可以 okay 噶啦。
And I looked around, but no one was touching me, or no one was leaning to speak to me.
但我周圍望，我唔見到有人用手搭喺我膊頭度，亦都冇人控過嚟同我講嘢。
But again, I felt that hand on my shoulder and the voice saying, "Eva, everything is going to be okay."
但我仍然都係覺得有隻手搭喺我膊頭嗰度，聽到有個聲音就係話 ，Eva， 一切事情都會好噶啦。
And in that church, I look through my tears and I see ahead the cross above the altar.
在我一路喊住嘅时候，我一个带住眼泪嘅眼，我就望见喺一个祭坛上边嗰度有一个嘅十字架。
I knew it was Jesus who was speaking to me and comforting me.
在嗰个时候，我就知道系耶稣系喺度安慰紧我。
Even with my selfish tears, God loved me so much.He sent Jesus to comfort me.
就算喺呢个我咁自私为做自己喊嘅时候，耶稣嘅爱临到我度，佢喺度安慰我。
I knew then that I wanted to commit myself to Christ, and I did that in my life.
喺嗰个时刻，我就知道我要将自己委身俾耶稣。我喺嗰时候我就咁样做啦。
So when you first encounter Jesus, know that it is God's way of saying He loves you.
当我们第一次去认识接触耶稣的时候，这个就是上帝的方法告诉我们耶稣爱你。
He puts Christ in your life to save you.
他将基督挤在我们的生命当中来去拯救我们。
And remember the words from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 to 5.
我们记得在以弗所书第二章四至第五节那里这么说。
But God who is rich in mercy,Out of the great love for which He loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
然而，神竟有丰富嘅怜悯，因他爱我们嘅大爱，当我们死喺过犯当中嘅时候，便叫我哋与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
So Zacchaeus is seeking Jesus to be with Jesus.
所以撒该佢系寻求耶稣，系想同耶稣一齐嘅。
And we continue with verses 4 to 5 that he runs ahead and climbs up the tree.
再继续睇落去嘅时候，就讲到撒该点样去爬上棵桑树嗰度。
And when Jesus comes to the place, Jesus looks up and says to Zacchaeus, Hurry down, for I am to stay at your house today.
所以撒该就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。
And Zacchaeus hurries down and welcomes him.
他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
Zacchaeus, he learned about Jesus, and now he was doing the right thing. He was seeking Jesus out.
撒该去开始嘅时候遇见耶稣，但系跟住咧，佢做咗一个好啱嘅事情，就系继续嘅去寻找耶稣。
Yes. How very bold he was, because he was the evil tax collector in his town.
所以当时好勇敢嘅，喺当时嚟讲，佢系一个好坏嘅一个嘅税吏。
He was evil for stealing money from the poor, giving it to the Roman rulers, and even keeping some for himself.
他很坏的，因为他是将穷人的钱拿来，然后就给那些有钱的领袖，甚至他是将其中部分的钱是据为私有。
So what a risk he was taking to seek out Jesus.
所以当时他是有些危机，他走出来去寻找耶稣的。
But Jesus knew that Zacchaeus was seeking him, and Jesus answered him.
但耶稣知道撒该喺度寻找佢，所以耶稣就回应佢啦。
So I want you to think about this next question: When do you seek out Jesus in your life?
所以我哋又睇下下一个嘅问题，就系话我哋几时喺我哋嘅生命当中寻找过耶稣咧？
Okay. So we all know we go to certain people when something is happening in our lives.
我知道我哋当我哋喺生活当中有啲咩嘅需要嘅时候，我哋都识得去揾一啲适当嘅人帮我哋嘅。
When you are sick, who do you go to?
当我哋病嘅时候，我哋去揾边个啊
？Doctor, yes.
Yeah, 医生。
医生。When you have a problem with your car, where do you take your car?
咁你架车坏咗嘅时候，你会点样做啊
？Mechanic.
AAA.
When you need food to eat, where do you go to get food?
咁当你要揾嘢食嘅时候，你会去边度啊
？Target, grocery store.
会去一啲嘅超市嗰度去买嘢食啦。
我去我妈妈度食嘢。So we all know where we go to be fed or taken care of.
我哋都知道，如果我哋要食嘢啊，或者要得到有某方面嘅照顧嘅需要，得到有人幫我哋嘅時候，我哋都知道去邊度揾嘅。
Take care of those physical needs，
就係照顧我哋一啲日常生活嘅需要。
But who takes care of our spiritual needs？
但邊個去照顧我哋一個靈性上嘅需要呢？
Jesus, He takes care of our spiritual needs.
就耶稣啦，佢系会帮助我哋一啲灵性上嘅需要嘅。
We must always seek out Jesus when we are lost, when we are sad, when we are doubting.
我哋喺我哋有失落嘅时候，我哋唔开心嘅时候，我哋喺度怀疑嘅时候，我哋要去寻找耶稣。
Jesus said in Luke 11, verse 9 to 10.
在路加福音十一章九至第十节，耶稣咁样话。
So I say to you, ask and it will be given; search and you will find; knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened.
耶稣又对我哋讲话：你哋祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他们开门。
We must seek out Jesus and ask Him in our lives.
我们一定要向神那里，耶稣那里来去寻求，然后得到答案。
Think about something you are struggling with, or something you are worrying about, or something that you are afraid of.
如果我们是有一些我们在挣扎的问题，一些我们害怕的事情，或者我们担忧的事情，
and seek out Jesus and ask Him for help.
我们就要去寻找耶稣， 係求神你俾我哋有一個嘅答案。
And know that He will answer you。
我哋亦都好確信嘅知道耶穌係會俾答案我哋嘅。
So now I invite you to close your eyes and think about something you are worrying about or struggling or doubting. Just close your eyes.
我哋而家就眯埋眼，嘗試去諗下一啲我哋係擔心嘅嘢，一啲我哋掛慮嘅嘢，或者害怕嘅嘢，一啲我哋喺度掙扎緊嘅嘢。
And let's say together, first Christ, I seek you.
我哋然後一齊去講就話，基督，我去尋找你。
Christ.
基督，我而家去尋找你。
Then let's also say together, Christ, I offer this into your hands.
然後我哋一齊去講就話，基督，我將依啲一切交喺你嘅手入邊。我將依啲一切交喺你嘅手入邊。
And let's say also, Christ, I thank you for your help.
然後跟住亦都講，基督，我多謝你嘅幫助。基督，我幫多謝你嘅幫助。
When we seek Christ, when we learn about Christ, then we continue a relationship with Christ, just as Zacchaeus had now a new relationship with Christ.
当我们去认识耶稣，当我们去寻求耶稣，跟住落嚟咧，我们就系同耶稣建立一个嘅关系啦，就好似撒该咁样。
But we see in verses 7 to 8 the people's reaction to Jesus' invitation to Zacchaeus.
但跟住我哋喺第七、第八節嗰度咧，就睇到實周圍嘅人對撒該一個嘅尋求同埋耶穌嗰個嘅回應咧，係有好多嘅異議嘅。
So the people said, "How can he go to the house of a sinner?"
其餘嘅人咧就喺度私下議論就話啦，佢點樣佢可以去到一個罪人嘅屋企嗰度住宿㗎
？But Zacchaeus responded in the correct way.
但撒該嘅回答咧係好正確嘅。
He says, Lord, I will give my possessions to the poor. If I defraud anyone, I will give them four times as much.
他说主啊，我将所有的一半是给穷人。我如果讹诈了哪一个，我就还他们四倍。
Jesus responded to Jesus' love for him.
这个撒该呢就回应了上帝对他的爱。
So how do you respond to Jesus' love for you?
但我哋每一个人，我哋又点样回应上帝对我哋嘅爱呢
？The answer to this question is not a hard thing to answer.
就依一个答案唔系咁难嘅去回答嘅。
We respond to Jesus' love for us by obeying His commandments.
我哋回应上帝嘅爱咧，就系佢遵行佢嗰个嘅命令。
His commandments are called Christ's laws.
佢嗰个嘅命令咧，就系基督嘅律法。
And the first is the greatest commandment that Jesus gave us in Matthew 22, verse 36 to 38.
第一个咧就系记载喺马太福音廿二章三十六至三十八节嘅。
Teacher, Jesus is asked, which commandment of the law is the greatest? And Jesus answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment.
其余的人就问耶稣了，他说夫子律法上的诫命哪一条是最大的呢？耶稣就对他们说了，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，而且是最大的。
This love for God we have with all our hearts, mind and soul is how we respond to Jesus' love for us as well.
当我们去回应神的爱，就是用我们一个尽心尽性尽意的爱来去爱神。
When we say we have love for God in our heart, then we have love for all people.
当我们说有上帝的爱在我们的心的时候，我们就用一个爱来去爱我们周围的人。
Yes. We want to share about His love and tell about His love.
我们想愿意的去分享上帝的爱，也都是跟其余的人去讲到上帝的爱。
We want to enrich our minds and learn about God in the Bible, in Bible study, in fellowship, in prayer.
而我哋亦都系愿意更多嘅去明白圣经，了解上帝嘅话语。
These are ways that we respond to Jesus' love.
呢啲就其中一啲嘅方法，我哋点样去回应上帝对我哋嘅爱。
We also respond by spreading the gospel and telling of the good news.
我哋另外一个嘅回应嘅方法就系话俾其余嘅人听关于上帝嘅爱一个嘅好消息。
And the good news is the salvation made available through Jesus Christ.
这个好消息呢, 就是上帝的救恩是临到每一个人的。
And even in this morning's scripture passage, in verse 9, Jesus is reminding the people of the salvation they will receive.
而在今天的经文第九节那里呢, 也是提醒我们讲到上帝的救恩是临到每一个人的。
He says, today salvation has come to this house, because he too is son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and save the lost.
耶稣他就说了,今天救恩就来到这个家,因为他亦都是亚伯拉罕的子孙,人子来,是为了寻找拯救失丧的人。
He was telling the people that even the lost, the sinner like Zacchaeus, was worthy of God's salvation.
耶稣是对众人就是说,所有失丧的人,就算好像这个这么坏的撒该,他都是配得上帝的爱,他的救恩的。
And Jesus saves us, the lost as well.
上帝也是同样的去拯救我们这些失丧的人。
And in return, we must remember to be like Christ and minister to the lost, just as Jesus did.
所以作为回应,我们就是将这个救恩是传给其余的人,他们一样是配得上帝的救恩的。
So I ask you to think about the next reflection question, how do you minister to the lost?
所以我们也继续去想接着的一个反思的问题,就是说我们怎样去服侍失丧的人呢?
And the answer is found in the second great commandment from Matthew 22, verse 39 to 40. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
就是讲到说我们要爱人如己,这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
We must, like Jesus, minister to the lost.
我们就要学耶稣这样去服侍这些失丧的人,
to love them as we love ourselves,
去爱他们好像爱我们自己一样,
to a friend who is making wrong decisions in life,
可能是对一个朋友,他是在人生当中做了一些错误的决定,
to the co-worker who is struggling with work,
或者是对一个同事,他是很吃力的在工作,
even the family member who does not know Christ,
或者是对一个的家人,他还是未认识耶稣的。
All around us, there are people who are lost, and we must love them.
在我们的周围,可能都有很多这些失丧的人,我们要继续去爱他们。
In my own life, I always try to practice this law.
在我的生活当中,我都尝试成日去实施这个戒令。
And one example is our homeless friend, Gary.
其中一个例子就是我们一个无家者的朋友Gary。
You all know Gary, the homeless man?
Yeah. 就是我们每个人都知道一个无家可归者。
Okay. He was in the balcony before. So 3 years ago, I met Gary just sitting in front of the church. He was smoking.
在3年前,我们就第一次的 接触到Gary,他是坐在教会的前面在吸烟。
And Gary did not talk much, and he was dirty, and he was smelly.
他开始的时候,他不是说很多话,但他会是很污糟,还有时可能有一阵味。
But I know that Gary is lost, but a child of God.
但他知道他是一个失丧的人,但他也是上帝的儿女。
And Jesus was calling me to minister to Gary.
所以上帝就呼召我去服侍Gary。
I am thankful that most of the people in the church also care about Gary.
所以我感恩就是教会大部分的人都很关心Gary的。
So we met him 3 years ago just outside front of church.
所以3年前就只是在教会的前面那里接触他。
And then 2 years ago he join us in Thanksgiving luncheon and eating some meals in the fellowship hall.
在两年前,他又开始和我们一起去吃一个感恩节的午餐,或者其余一些特别的午餐,他都和我们一起了。
We always invite him to English worship.
而我们时时都邀请他参加英文的崇拜。
And last year, he began attending worship and sitting up in the balcony.
在去年的时候,他就开始参加英文的崇拜,就坐在阁楼那里。
And last month in English worship, he stood up and asked for prayer requests.
在上个月的时候呢，他在崇拜当中呢，他起身，他请我们去为他祈祷。
In English worship, we share joys and concerns out loud with each other.
在英文崇拜的时候呢，他们有一段的分享的时间，是分享他们一些喜乐或者一些需要的。
And I knew Christ was working through me and the church members to reach out to Gary.
我知道呢，上帝是藉著我和教会呢，去想去服侍 Gary。
So he asked us to pray for him, and he has a daughter in New Mexico who he is not in touch with for a very long time.
So Gary 呢，就要求教会为他祈祷，因为他有一个的女呢，是住在新墨西哥州，而他是跟他没有联络了很长的一段时间。
It is wonderful to see how Christ worked through us to reach out to Gary.
就好好呢，就看到上帝怎样藉着我们来去接触，去服侍Gary。
So we can learn to reach out to the lost just as Christ did.
所以我们都要好像耶稣这样学习的 去服侍我们周围的有需要的人。
And this love is available for each and every one of us.
所以这个的上帝的爱呢，是会临到我们每一个人的身上的。
So remember when you first learn about Christ at any age or through any person or friend or family.
所以記得我們第一次遇見耶穌的時候，無論你是在哪一個的年紀，哪一個階段，可能是藉著你的朋友，藉著你的老師，藉著你的家人去認識的。
And be comforted in knowing that when you see Christ out, He will answer you.
但亦都是可以很安心的，就知道當我們去尋找耶穌的時候，我們會尋見的。
And we respond with that love we receive from Christ by honoring God with all our heart.Mind and soul.
但我们怎样回应上帝给我们的爱呢？就是我们尽心尽性尽意的去爱神。
And continue to follow Christ as you minister to the lost and love everyone.
然后我们就跟着的去跟随耶稣去学习怎样的去服侍我们周围失丧的人。
So we can have an experience like Zacchaeus with Christ.
这样呢，我们就好像有撒该和耶稣那个的这么亲密的经历了。
阿们。
阿们。